In 1991, Stephen Pippin, one of the young British artists, a late 20th century art movement in the UK, sought out unusual local material for his residency project. Sculpture Space's former executive director, Sylvia DeSwan.
He wanted me to get him, I forget what it was, 8 washing machines. And I said, oh, yeah. Like, right. So anyway, he came up and we did find him a washing machine in the trash, which Stephen Pippin has an engineering degree, and it was on the trash because somebody, you know, wasn't working for somebody anymore. But he kind of delved into it and found a sock stuck in the wringer and pulled the sock out, and then it was working just fine.
He then transformed a front-loading washing machine in a West Utica laundromat into a camera. He used it to take surreal and quirky black and white photographs. He called them the laundromat pictures. He made a video of the production.
It's hilarious video in sort of a wry way, not in a, you know, ha 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 way. So there's some old guy who's doing his laundry and he looks over and he says, this is the craziest thing ever, excuse my language, that I've ever seen.
It's just one example of the way Sculpture Space artists have embraced Utica and its people to make their art, and shows how the people of Utica have discovered it. Of all the Sculpture Space residents who have incorporated Utica into their work, Ithaca sculptor Anne Reichlin has gone the furthest. She spent more than 13 years on 3 installations, inspired by a boarded-up house on Sculpture Space's grounds.
One of the things about abandonment is it also creates a state of potential. So I've always been interested in structure as it breaks down, when it reveals the way in which it was made, but it reveals it in a way that is different than the orderly way in which you put it together.
First was Insert in 1998, a giant stainless steel sculpture jutting diagonally out of the house's front roof. Next was Solitary View in 2001, an installation that highlighted the shifting light inside the dim, boarded-up house.
Went from being a very kind of horrible space to being a very moving space, something that was very still, to being very active in a subtle way, though it did take some time to adjust your eyes to it.
Right.
And most people couldn't stand being in there. So, that's why there weren't that many viewers. I mean, it's a very different, you know, this piece.
But when tangled vines and water damaged the interior, Sculpture Space decided to demolish the house with help from the city. Reichlin then went to work on her third and most public installation, Translucent Home, finished in 2008. The looming steel sculpture relies on the original foundation, and she describes it as a kind of translucent fossil of the house. For the neighbors coming out of the nearby Dunkin' Donuts, the rusted steel bars against the green debris netting make a striking structure. Reichlin says that over time, the sculpture has invited conversations between her and the people in the neighborhood. When I came to interview her, 2 people stopped by to talk. One man, Pete Finsky, recalled when he used to work at the Utica Steam Engine and Boiler Works. That building is now Sculpture Space's home.
I was working down in the machine shop there or whatever. It was a real, real dirty, dusty dungeon there or whatever. But they had one of the last pattern shops that was left in the city, you know, where they created these gigantic, massive wooden patterns there or whatever to make a lot of big, giant machinery.
Reichlin and other out-of-town artists forge relationships with Utica residents in spite of Sculpture Space's rocky early years. The organization survived its landlord's bankruptcy and a battle with the city for ownership of the building. These days, however, Sculpture Space meets far more receptivity than opposition in Utica. For example, when one artist needed hay for his installation, Sculpture Space director Cindy Waller got some from a farmer she knew. And artist Jungsun Jae Lee says she could never have used a local restaurant for her work without Waller's ties in the community. All the artists I interviewed also agree that the community has been largely receptive to their work. Before beginning her first installation, Reichlin planted bright cosmos flowers. She figured that everyone likes flowers, and they worked.
From the fact that people come, you know, now today people are very supportive because they like the garden, you know, they like the flowers. But people have come, you know, I talked to the neighbor across the street quite a lot, plus all the materials basically are bought locally. So the local businesses are kind of interested in what happens.
And Waller finds that Utica, with its history of manufacturing and art, has the knowledge and interest to respect sculptural work.
What's interesting is, for example, those in the manufacturing field, I think, really respect our artists because sculptors work with their hands. They master their craft. They work with all kinds of equipment. I mean, some, of course, work with now video and microchip programming and this kind of thing. But they're able to form, they have something in common with some of the very high-tech people as well as the people who are engaged in manufacturing. So artists, of course, are thinkers and makers. And this is respected, especially in an area like Utica, where there has been a lot of manufacturing and now is a lot of technology.
Utica is a city of immigrants and is known for adapting to newcomers from around the world. So it is fitting that the two-month Utica residents from Sculpture Space have, in large measure, received warm welcomes, even if not everyone knows what Sculpture Space is. Sculpture Space has also proven that Utica is fertile ground to make art. Artist Jungsun J. Lee.
That's the thing about this town. You have to study to find things. If you really want to know this place, you have to look for it. Otherwise, they won't give it to you. So you are coming to this unknown village that you have to contribute your background, your idea, your thoughts to this community. Then this community will open up for you.
It's possible then that artists will be a big part of revitalizing Utica. It takes artists to value the bumpy, cracked sidewalks, boarded up mansions, and the history from which these things came to be. For WRVO News, I'm Sarah Beck.